Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, just a bit nippy out there.
You think?
Yeah, and in times like this, I take a great deal of solace in having a nice glass of something dark and hearty. A stout or a porter does well.
I couldn't agree with you more. I like to think of these as the original fireplace beers.
So, oh, yeah.
So let me set you up. You know, it's really chilly. You may discover that there's a half inch of snow or an inch of snow or 4 inches of snow. You're not going to go to work. You've decided to hell with it. You build a roaring fire. You grab a bottle of this. Your miniature long-haired dachshund and or Irish setter is curled at your feet. You open your volume of Chaucer. You put
That's
out
right.
a piece of cheese or something, and you crack one of these, and now you are off to the races.
Yeah.
This is fireplace beer.
Well, recommend a few.
Well, I'm going to do a kind of a quick survey here because there's a couple of different styles that you'll kind of you'll come across. So I'm going to sort of go quickly and then try to give you some highlights. If you like a good porter, and porter will almost always be the lighter of the two.
Right.
If a brewery makes both a porter and a stout, the porter will always be the lighter. This was a really nice one. This is from Bell's, a great producer out of Michigan. This is what they call their robust porter. This is just a classic. Wonderful porter. The American ones, as does this one, are going to have a little more hop character.
Mm-hmm.
The European ones tend to not have the hop character. Porters and stouts, to my mind, should be more malt than hop-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Staying in the sort of the European English style, Sam Smith Taddy Porter and Sam Smith Oatmeal Stout are both terrific examples. If you try them side by side, as I did, they're actually very similar, but the stout's definitely going to have a little more body and a little more bottom to it.
Mm-hmm.
The classic that everyone tries is the Guinness Extra Stout, which is the bottle version, which is much higher ABV than the draft version. I keep forgetting how good this is. Very roasty. It's lighter bodied on the mouthfeel than you would normally think. It's a classic. It's got a great head. It's a wonderful, wonderful beer. Now, change in style. There's something out there called milk stout. Milk stout has a little bit of lactose sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be a sweeter style, and the lactose is not fermentable, so it doesn't lose that sweetness. A good example comes from Left Hand out of Colorado. It's their nitro milk stout, which means it's finished using nitrogen gas, which gives you that cascading thick head that you associate with some
right.
of the European
yeah.
beers. Then there's something called Russian Imperial Stout or Imperial Stout in general. That just means it's a big version of it. North Coast has a classic called Old Rasputin Imperial Stout at 9%. Heavy Seas, we do the Peg Leg Stout, which is also an Imperial, at 8%. These are going to be a little higher ABV, so these are definitely what I would call winter warmers. Then there's a whole group of stouts that are sort of got that coffee thing blended in. Trogues has got one called Java Head Stout, which is an oatmeal stout, 7.5%, with sort of a hoppy flavor and medium coffee. Founders has their Breakfast Stout, which is really coffee, 8.3%, big coffee with good coffee notes and a nicely layered flavor. And then we release every year the Heavy Seas Blackbeard's Breakfast, which is actually a bourbon barrel aged coffee porter that'll set you straight. So there's a couple of good ones for your fireplace beer.
And keep you warm in the meantime.
Absolutely.
Hugh, I think we'll put all of these on the website with some notes about them and ideas about how to go get them. They're a lot of fun, and I need to stock up because they really do get you through the night. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.